Welcome to the Nonlinear Library, where we use text-to-speech software to convert the best writing from the rationalist and EA communities into audio. This is A Concern About the Evolutionary Anchor of IA Akotra's Report on AI Timelines, published by Nuno Sempere on August 16, 2022 on the Effective Altruism Forum. TLDR, the report underestimates the amount of compute used by evolution because it only looks at what it would take to simulate neurons, rather than neurons and agents inside a complex environment. It's not clear to me what the magnitude of the error is, but it could range many, many orders of magnitude. This makes it a less forceful outside view. Background. Within Effective Altruism, IA Akotra's report on Artificial General Intelligence, AGI, timelines has been influential in justifying or convincing members and organizations to work on AGI safety. The report has a section on the evolutionary anchor, i.e., an upper bound on how much compute it would take to reach artificial general intelligence. The section can be found in pages 24 to 28 of this Google Doc. As a summary, in the report's own words, this hypothesis states that we should assume on priors that training computation requirements will resemble the amount of computation performed in all animal brains over the course of evolution from the earliest animals with neurons to modern humans, because we should expect our architectures and optimization algorithms to be about as efficient as natural selection. This anchor isn't all that important in the report's own terms, it only gets a 10% probability assigned to it in the final weighted average. But this bound is personally important to me because I do buy that if you literally reran evolution, or if you use as much computation as evolution, you would have a high chance of producing something as intelligent as humans, and so I think that it is particularly forceful as an outside view. Explanation of my concern. I don't buy the details of how the author arrives at the estimate of the compute used by evolution. The amount of computation done over evolutionary history can roughly be approximated by the following formula: length of time since earliest neurons emerged, total amount of computation occurring at a given point in time. My rough best guess for each of these factors is as follows. Length of evolutionary time: virtually all animals have neurons of some form, which means that the earliest nervous systems in human evolutionary history likely emerged around the time that the kingdom Animalia diverged from the rest of the eukaryotes. According to timetree.org, an online resource for estimating when different taxa diverged from one another, this occurred around 6E8 years ago. In seconds, this is 1E16 seconds. Total amount of computation occurring at a given point in time, this blog post attempts to estimate how many individual creatures in various taxa are alive at any given point in time in the modern period. It implies that the total amount of brain computation occurring inside animals with very few neurons is roughly comparable to the amount of brain computation occurring inside the animals with the largest brains. For example, the population of nematodes, a phylum of small worms including C. elegans, estimated to be 1E20 to 1E22 individuals. Assuming that each nematode performs 10,000 flop s, the number of flop contributed by the nematodes every second is 1E21 1E4 equals 1E25. This doesn't count non-nematode animals with similar or fewer numbers of neurons. On the other hand, the number of flop s contributed by humans is, tilde 7E9 humans, 1E15 flop s, person equals 7E24. The human population is vastly larger now than it was during most of our evolutionary history, whereas it is likely that the population of animals with tiny nervous systems has stayed similar. This suggests to me that the average ancestor across our entire evolutionary history was likely tiny and performed very few flop s. I will assume that the average ancestor performed about as many flop s as a nematode and the average population size was 1E21 individuals alive at a given point in time. This implies that our ancestors were collectively performing 1E25 flop every second on average over the 1 billion years of evolutionary history. This implies that the total amount of computation done over the course of evolution from the first animals with neurons to humans was, tilde 1E16 seconds, 1E25 flop s equals 1E41 flop. Unlike what the reader might suspect, I don't particularly want to take issue with the assumption that the total amount of brain computation occurring inside animals with very few neurons is roughly comparable to the amount of brain computation occurring inside the animals with the largest brains. I haven't looked at the literature on this, and the assumption seems prima facie plausible. Instead, I don't buy the assumption that to simulate evolution, it would be enough to simulate the behavior of all the neurons throughout history. Instead, I think that one would also have to simulate the stimuli to which these neurons are exposed in order to compute how neurons behave, and for this one also has to simulate the environment. For a simple example, in the case of AlphaGo, one not only has to simulate the inner workings of the model, but also the state of the Go board. Likewise, to simulate evolution, one would not only have to simulate the neurons of the brains in it, but also the state of the world in which they are. It's not clear to me how big a world would one need to spawn intelligent life. For instance, I think that Minecraft requires on the order of 500 GFLOPs to run one. Conversely, if we want a planet as large as Earth, with a complex atmosphere and so on, this might vastly exceed the computing power of current supercomputers too. Working through these details might be a neat research project, and perhaps a good fit for an organization such as AI Impacts or EPIC, though I'm not sure how many estimates other than my own it would change. In any case, this would involve coming up with estimates of what the least fine-grained world that we would expect might be able to produce intelligent life if we simulated natural selection in it. Calculating how much compute it would take to in fact simulate it. Propagation of beliefs. After reading this, I think that the reader should make AI timelines, slightly, wider to the right. Slightly reduce credence in the argument chain in the most important century series, which leans heavily on the argument that AGI will be developed this century. Slightly increase credence that something like the Patient Philanthropy Project, which pretty much conditions on no AGI soon, is a good idea. The meta update, about whether arguments in favor of shorter timelines are found more often, and about how intensely open philanthropy reports have been scrutinized. I think that the first three updates should be relatively small, on the order of 0.1% to 10%. Something like 0.1% if you are keeping careful track of your AI timelines in a spreadsheet and don't particularly care about the evolutionary anchor, but want to update a bit to not fall prey to confirmation bias. Something like 10% if you are replacing the whole of IAEA Kotra's weight on the previous evolutionary anchor timelines with some unspecified but much longer timelines, and if you greatly favored Kotra's estimate over Carl Smith's or Davidson's. You could also have a much larger update if you more predominantly cared about the evolutionary anchor. I haven't given much thought about how the meta update should look like. Discussion. Alex Guzzi mentions. Indeed, by only considering neurons fired instead information observed by the organisms, you probably save yourself orders of magnitude of computational requirements. But you don't know a priori how exactly to make these neurons fire without looking at all of the environment and doing computation over it. In conversation with Misha Yagudin, he mentions that it is not clear whether the report is talking about simulating all of evolution when saying something like we should expect our architectures and optimization algorithms to be about as efficient as natural selection. That he personally expects AI to require less compute than evolution. Then even if you have to simulate an environment, this could have comparable computational requirements to computing the neurons firing in the ML model. But it could also be much greater. It's important if the computational requirements are compatible or greater. If it's 10% more than baseline, this is within model's precision. If it's times 1, that's concerning. If it's times 10, it's a mistake. Times 10 to the power of 10, that's a disaster. I broadly agree with these points. On 3, I don't like to use the term Knightian uncertainty, but I've given an overly broad range between Minecraft and simulate all of the Earth at similar levels of precision as we currently simulate the atmosphere. Acknowledgements. Thanks to Alexei Guzzi and Misha Yagudin for reviewing this post. Otherwise, my work is generally supported by the Quantified Uncertainty Research Institute. This page claims that recommended requirements are an Intel Core i5 for the CPU, and a Radeon 7200 for the GPU. The Intel CPU has a processing speed of 37.73 GFLOPs and the Radeon of 467.2 GFLOPs. I'm not sure what the utilization of the GPU CPU is, but in this case it doesn't matter much because the estimate is so low compared to the cost of computing neurons, leftwards arrow with hook. For example, see this article on a £1.2 billion, 60 petaflops supercomputer built solely for better atmospheric prediction simulation. Simulating the rest of the world below the atmosphere would require more computing power on top of that. I'm also not clear on what the resolution on the atmospheric grid which these supercomputers are simulated is, leftwards arrow with hook. Thanks for listening. To help us out with the Nonlinear Library or to learn more, please visit nonlinear.org.